USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Top Democrats are saying a deal is close on President Biden's infrastructure bill and social spending plan, but there are still differences on how to pay for it. An agreement on the plan is still in the works, but there's a push to get it done before Biden leaves for Europe on Thursday. On Capitol Hill, demands from two key moderates, West Virginia's Joe Manchin and Arizona's Kristen Sinema, are slowing Democrats from reaching a deal. Tornado cleanup is underway in parts of Texas and Louisiana. Also in New England, people are cleaning up after a nor'easter tore through the area. More than 500,000 customers lost power across Massachusetts, Connecticut, and in Rhode Island. As the storm blasted the region, fire erupted from an exploding transformer. The nor'easter eventually intensified into a bomb cyclone. This is USA Radio News.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
A jury has been seated in a trial regarding the 2017 Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. The trial will decide whether the organizers should be held accountable for the violence that turned deadly. Amy Spittelnick is the executive director of Integrity First for America, which brought the lawsuit on behalf of some of the victims of the violence.
The facts are clear. This was a conspiracy motivated by racism.
Investigators say there were safety issues and negligence involving how weapons were handled on the New Mexico movie set Rust, starring Alec Baldwin. A live round inside Baldwin's gun killed the cinematographer and wounded the director. Santa Fe County Sheriff Aiden Mendoza.
We're still going to determine, we'll send the firearm that was fired by Mr. Baldwin to the crime lab and do a functionality test. Obviously, it did fire a live round.
Investigators say it's too soon to know if they will file charges. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Once again, the Attorney General is on Capitol Hill answering questions. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Attorney General Merrick Garland testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday on oversight of the Department of Justice. Garland has suggested that parent protests at schools could potentially be threats to school officials, calling the FBI and DOJ to investigate these incidents. North Carolina Republican Senator and Senate Judiciary Committee member Tom Tillis reacts to the testimony and believes some of his questions weren't answered.
The point that I tried to make is the chilling effect this is going to have on other parents who should feel comfortable going to school board meetings and rejecting some of these policies like we've seen in Loudoun County and across the country. There's no question in my mind that people are going to think twice when they think they have the watchful eye of the FBI overlooking everything that they say.
That audio courtesy of Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
Police temporarily evacuated three buildings on Capitol Hill after the Department of Health and Human Services received a bomb threat. The nearby O'Neill House office building and the U.S. Botanical Gardens were also evacuated. Authorities also closed several roads in and around the area of the Capitol. After a thorough sweep, nothing was found and the evacuation was lifted. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.